You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and T-Mac.
Well, the Nuggets are playing the Heat in Miami. So we're all very excited to fire up our internets to watch the play-by-play written account of the game. Go Nuggets.
This song gets me fired up. Follow the box score. Out for all
that I can get. You know, this is Bon Scott. Died on his own vomit, but this was the...
It's not good.
No. Never good. It's almost impossible to dust for vomit.
Not good.
No.
Not the way to go out.
Mm-mm. But you know what? I'm dynamite. The game's not on.
Oh.
I'm telling you, the game is not.
Wow.
On TNT.
Man, this guy's got skills.
Devin's got a question for you, Tyler. Go ahead, Devin. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is, since we're now the assisted living center for the NFL.
Fun.
Jeez.
Why would we go with Stafford? If you're Joe Ellis, you've got a year left, possibly. Elway's gone, right?
Yeah.
Then Peyton's in. He's got 6 years. Why wouldn't you make a big splash, go for Watson? And then we're so questionable on our ownership. Wouldn't that bump our value by a ton, having Deshaun Watson here, if the ownership problem goes crazy?
Mount Columbus.
Sorry, Devin. Hey. Mount Columbus had heard enough of your question.
Oh, Devin, I mean, listen, it's not about whether the Broncos should go after Deshaun Watson. Of course you're right. Of course Deshaun Watson would be the preferred choice. It's simply the fact that Deshaun Watson has got this little thing called a no-trade clause, and that's a huge deal. Deshaun Watson has the ability to handpick the team that he's going to go to. Now, of course, the team has to be willing to trade, but if there are multiple offers out there, you got to be able to sell Deshaun Watson on the Denver Broncos. So, you know, Devin, the real question is, can you sell the Denver Broncos to Deshaun Watson? And I think that's a tough sell in comparison to some of the other teams, especially given what you just said, all the ownership issues and all of the above, right? So Matt Stafford, I mean, I get it. That too, you know, you don't want to mortgage your future when you don't know what's coming with ownership and everything else for Matt Stafford, especially when we're not necessarily set up to win today. But if you could get Matt Stafford at the right price, of course you should be interested in him as well. So, you know, it's you got the right train of thought there, but the wrong logic, because Deshaun Watson has to want us. It has to be a two-way street.
There's another problem, too. Deshaun Watson right now is not up for discussion, theoretically.
You are right. He technically has not requested a no trade or a trade request.
No. Nor have they said they're open to trading him. Right.
The Texans right now are sitting here telling everybody that they can salvage this relationship. But we had Adam Schefter on, and what did Adam tell us? Adam said that the Texans think that. They can think whatever they want, but I'm telling you that it's not salvageable. That's what Adam Schefter told us. He said, we'll see who's right. I mean, he literally, like, called him out.
But from a logistics perspective, you got to wrap your head around Stafford first.
It's up first. Yeah, it's,
you don't
it's,
want
it's
to.
There.
You'd rather put in a bid and find out what the result is with Watson before you go for Stafford, but you don't have a choice.
Yeah, it's there. It's the first one on the docket, and you have to address it. So,
by the way, you're not going to raise the value of the Broncos no matter what you do. The Broncos are a Tiffany NFL organization. 5-star, okay? Blue chip. They're going to go for... It does not matter who the quarterback is. It doesn't matter who the GM is. None of that matters. The Denver Broncos are going to sell for $3-something billion, period.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not sure Tom Brady or Peyton Manning in their prime could even raise the value of an NFL organization. It is what it is.
If you want to give credit to Pat Bowlen and Joe Ellis over the time, which has been a long time. More than a decade that Joe Ellis really has been running the ship top to bottom. The value of this franchise is through the roof. The field house is spectacular. The renovations inside the building are top notch. What they have in their strength and conditioning area, their weight room, is unbelievable. Their cafeteria is crazy good. I mean, the Broncos have one of the best facilities and setups and organizations and traditions anywhere in the NFL, plus one of the greatest places on earth to actually live in. So don't worry about who the quarterback is. Not only are the Broncos, you know, going to sell at an unbelievable price, but there probably is already two or three owners who are right there lined up the NFL has in mind. Because don't forget, all the NFL teams, Tyler, have to work with each other. And we're in a weird stratosphere here. Somebody like Pat Bowlen could never buy the Broncos. Sure, Pat was rich, but look what he had to do to accumulate partners, including most of his family, in order to get the money to do it in the first place. It's gone way beyond that.
Yeah, NFL is much different than it was even just 12, 15 years ago. They have learned lessons, and they have learned that it's a mistake to let a guy like Dan Snyder buy a football team. So when the time comes to sell this team, and we're there, NFL's already got a list, and they've probably already provided it to Joe Ellis and company. They've probably already told them, hey, here's some good owners. I suggest you have some conversations with them. NFL will definitely be involved in whoever the next owner is.
Would Joe like to win next year in what probably will be his final year really overseeing things? Sure. Of course he would. But his legacy is tied into the history of the Broncos, and one season isn't going to matter all that much. Joe doesn't care.
You know, Joe Ellis, his name gets brought up a lot. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there that give him a lot of heat. I got to tell you, I respect the hell out of Joe Ellis. I really do. I think under the circumstances, he has done a tremendous job of keeping this ship afloat. I mean, he is a good leader, and he knows how to run the organization. Just think about how difficult that job would be. I know he's made mistakes. Yeah, I wish he would have let John Elway hire Mike Shanahan. Yeah, there's stuff that I wish that he could have done differently. But overall, Joe Ellis is a pretty first-class human being.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that, too, but very much so. And it stinks that I used to have a great relationship with Joe, and things have just – it's been sticky with the ownership situation. But I have quite a bit of respect for Joe and what he's done over the years, a lot. And I wish it was better, but then again, you know, we keep it real around here, and – it is what it is, as the cliche goes. But the history of and legacy of Joe Ellis, come on, man. And he's going to close his chapter, in my opinion, when they sell the team. And I have no doubts it's going to be sold to somebody who's going to operate in the best interest of the Denver Broncos fan base. Watch it happen. Everything else that Joe has sort of captained has turned out actually pretty terrific. He's not the football guy.
To his credit, he's never tried to be. He's always said, right, there is a separation between me and John Elway. John's going to do his job. I'm going to run the organization. John's going to run the football team.
And let me clarify something I said. I didn't mean to say Joe doesn't care, like he doesn't care how they do. Of course he cares how they do. I just meant to say exactly what you said. When it comes to football decisions, Joe won't care. What I mean is, he will let the football guys make the football decisions, because he's always entrusted the football guys to make the football decisions, and he's only stepped in when he's needed to. He has not been an overbearing owner or supervisor of the football guys like Dan Snyder or like Jerry Jones, who named himself the GM, or like, you know, some other owners that can't get out of the way. Of course he cares, but he will let them make the decision with what they do in terms of the football operation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's always done.
Yep.
And that's a good thing. The Broncos at the end of the day will be in a better place when they are eventually sold than when they were bought by Pat Bowlen. And they will be in ultimately a better place with Joe Ellis's stewardship than they were when Joe Ellis first really took over for Pat Bowlen. And that's a great accomplishment. This is the Drive on the Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe. including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Here's Tyler Palumbis and T-Mac.
Text line, promiselaw.com text line. Tuned in late. How was last evening, D-Mac?
Oh, yeah. Give us the update. How did it go?
I was all dressed up. My wife said we were going to go out. She had a plan. She was going to let me know at the end of the show. So I got, put some nice clothes on. We wrapped the show up. I gave her a call. Okay, ready? What's next? She goes,
I put the PJs on. I feel comfy now.
It's kind of snowing out. It's kind of... I-25 is a wreck, which is ironic because I don't drive on I-25 home. But, you know, right. I-25 is a wreck. Right. She loves traffic. And weather on the 10s. Jeez. Crazy like that. And she goes, why don't we just come home? So I come home.
And surely first thing she did was just compliment you on your outfit, right?
She said, what are you wearing? She goes, what did you think we were going to
do? I told you she was going to say that.
She goes, what do you think we were going to do?
I told you that no matter what you were doing, you were overdressed.
She goes, that doesn't fit.
Well, that was kind of a compliment.
And that was, yeah. Now, I look like something from a David Byrne video these days because I'm too cheap to just go out and... Hopefully I won't blimp back up to where.
No, but see, I'm telling you, you're at a pivotal moment where you have to make a decision.
Yep.
And you know what the right thing to do is. You need to take all of your clothes.
I can't do
it. Put them in a trash bag and take them to Goodwill.
There's no way I can do that.
You have to do it. Otherwise, it is a guarantee that you're going to be wearing those clothes again.
You do not
know. If you don't do that, you already know in your mind that you're not committed to this.
I have spent so much money on Stitch Fix over the past, 16 months. There's no way I can do that.
The clothes don't fit. The only reason you're keeping them around is in case you go back.
That is not the only reason. I spent an absurd amount of money on these clothes.
Nope, you got to reinvest.
Ridiculous.
You got to reinvest.
No, I can't.
Just do it.
I already did that. I already cleaned it out with a lot of the old stuff.
If you keep
which
the clothes
is a shame,
that you
now
fit
I,
in
I
two months ago, 3 months ago, if you keep those clothes around, you are inadvertently telling yourself, "I can't stay this low forever."
On the text line, man, bummer, D. That's all right. It's good. Watch. She'll probably call tonight.
I mean, did she tell you what the plan was?
I don't think she had a really big plan. I was just, good to, for whatever. But meanwhile, listen.
That's
good,
a little sad.
By the way, good thing that we didn't go out because I may have missed reading about the Avalanche.
EJ with a long shot. Score! Walks in deep, out in front, score! Brandon Saad, his second goal. Back to McKinnon. Walks it into the slot, far side, shot, score! Nico Rantanen, the one-timer. Turnover to Nichushkin. He'll race in shorthanded, out in front, score! Foul Nichushkin! To Girard, penalty coming up on the short, shot, score! Samuel Girard, rebound, Humphrey shot, score! Catches it up, Burakovsky to Saad, score!
I couldn't even read this.
Brandon Saad, his second goal of the game. The Avs with a 7-2 lead over San Jose.
Wow. Trying to track that box score in real time? I'm like, fellas, I only read at a third grade level. I can't stay with this.
My guy Mark Mosier on altitude. Great calls, Mark. Always great calls. It's no cow's bladder, but I mean, it was crazy what was going on with them. I heard Orlando and Sandy talking. I don't know what they were talking about. I got to be honest with you. I know where the hockey guys. They were going third line defensive pair with Callum McCarr.
Right. We know that it's about the first line. We spend our time on what's relevant, what's important.
That's how
you win championships.
That's right. So, awesome. Way to go, Avs. Let me read about the Nuggets right now. Okay. Nuggets, as I'm reading, are winning 11-4 on the Heat right now. Should I just read you the play-by-play? That's always kind of exciting.
Mm.
Wow, there's a lot of reading I'd have to do here.
Yeah, let's see how you do. Come on, let's go.
Nikola Jokic versus Bam Adebayo. Mm. Paul Millsap gets the tip.
Oh.
Then Will Barton throws the ball out of bounds. Then
on,
Bam Adebayo misses a 26.
They're just doing terrible.
Then the Heat get an offensive rebound.
Like play-by-play.
Now the Heat have a shot clock turnover. Now Nikola Jokic makes an alley-oop layup.
Whoa!
From Paul Millsap.
Boom!
Hell yeah!
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Nikola Jokic can dunk.
At 10:37, Bam. Well, it said layup. It didn't say dunk.
Dang it. I heard alley-oop.
Bam. I'm just going to call him Bam. He makes a layup. Then Paul Millsap misses a 25-footer. Then Paul Millsap gets his own rebound. Then I'm going to stop. Anyways, the Nuggets are leading 11-5 with 6 minutes and 16 seconds left in the first. There you go. Who says we don't have great Avs and Nuggets coverage? Aside from the internet. Top 6 is coming up next.